Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, if you decided to put all the charges against Donald Trump on the table and you decided to add it all up to how much jail time he could actually be seeing, do you know what that number is? I'm going to tell you. This is how psycho the Democrats have become. They want to put a former president of the United States of America in prison for 561 years. Yes, that is absolutely the total number that could be hit with Donald Trump is if he's found guilty of all of the charges they're filing against him everywhere they possibly can. Now, it's not out of the ordinary, by the way, for a politician to try to spin negative news into positive news, right? Like, we see that a lot. And that's what Democrats are now fuming over today, because with the indictments against Donald Trump and the 561 years they want to put him in prison, it's a life sentence times, I don't know, six, right? Seven, if you're a 0 year old when they put you in jail. That's what they're going for here. These are life sentences. That's why they're trying to force him out of the race, hoping that the way they do it is by locking him up forever. Six lifetimes we're talking about. Six, because they don't like him. Welcome to the Banana Republic. They're also furious because Donald Trump is now raising a lot of money because of these indictments, because there's so many Americans that are fed up. Now, on Tuesday afternoon, when special counsel Jack Smith filed a stunning 45-page indictment in which prosecutors laid out, in their words, astonishing details, their allegations that Trump pushed election officials to reject the results of the election in their state, so therefore he should get six life sentences for this, right? They also said he had a plot with several co-conspirators to fraudulently overturn the election, despite knowing their claims of election fraud were false. So again, the chance of lock her up, remember with Hillary Clinton? Well, now the Democrats are doing that towards Donald Trump. Then, Wednesday morning, Donald Trump came out and thanked his loyal surrogates for defending him in what can fairly be called a maniac social media post. These are the words from a group called Mediaite. And shortly thereafter, his campaign sent out a fundraising note that was pegged to an astonishing fact that he is now facing 561 years in prison for the left's witch hunt, quote unquote. Now, the media is mad because they're mad that the president is actually fundraising off of this, which is exactly what he should do, because if you tell people that they're wanting to target Donald Trump with six life sentences, six lifetimes is a better way of putting it, not life sentences, six lifetimes. So if you put somebody in jail at the age of zero until average death, okay, of the average man in America's lifespan, they want to put Donald Trump in jail for six lifetimes. That is obviously totally insane. But here we are having this conversation. So what did the email actually say from Donald Trump? We have it. It says, Patriot, with Crooked Joe's corrupt DOJ having unlawfully indicted yours truly yet again, reports indicate that I could now face a combined 561 years in prison for the left's witch hunts. Six lifetimes. There's only one message someone can send by trying to throw you in jail for six lifetimes, and that's fear. The fear is that if you vote for the only candidate who puts you first, you could be harassed, indicted, or even arrested by the current Marxist regime in Washington. Trump's email goes on to say, quote, because these endless witch hunts and indictments aren't really about me, they're about you having a voice in our country, I'm just standing in the left's way, and I always will. Rest assured, patriots, if there's one thing I'm willing to risk my freedom for, it's your freedom, all capital letters. Trump goes on to say, but while the Democrats continue to send America barreling towards tyranny, I ask you peacefully, stand with me during these dark times as one united Republican Party and prove that we will never surrender the country we hold so dear. However, if you're struggling right now due to crooked Joe Biden's policies and the censor swamp creatures in Washington, please just hit the back button and go about your day. In that case, I don't want you to even think about donating. I love this fundraising email, by the way. It's brilliant. Because he's just saying, if you're either with me, send money. If you're not, get away from me. He then says this, but if you can contribute even just $1, God knows how much our country needs patriots like you at this pivotal moment in history. Please make a contribution of any amount, truly even just $1, to show that our movement will never surrender our country to the left's tyranny, even as Crooked Joe and his deep state thugs try to jail me for 561 years. Everything, by the way, that he just put in there about what the Democrats are trying to do, Donald Trump is absolutely right. They are obsessed with putting him in jail. The same people that want Donald Trump to rot in prison are the same people that are now downplaying all of the news that came out about Devin Archer. Now, the Devin Archer case has basically been pushed to the page two or page three or page four. Many media people aren't even covering it anymore because of one reason. That one reason is that they are afraid that this could undo Joe Biden's presidency and expose all of them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. There's also another headline from the Daily Mail, and I want to read it for you because it connects the two dots that I just made. The headline reads this: Democrats are now more enthusiastic about Kamala Harris than Joe Biden, who is running neck and neck with Donald Trump. New polls show worrying signs for the president, even though his party is more on board. Yes, President Joe Biden has shored up support with voters in his party, which is normal, but they're not enthusiastic. And he's neck and neck with former President Donald Trump, according to a poll released on Tuesday. A New York Times Seneca College poll, so this is not a conservative poll, it's New York Times, it's a liberal poll, found that just 20% of Democrats said they'd be enthusiastic with Biden as the party's 2024 nominee. Now, what's even a bigger shocking in this poll is this. There was a larger number, 26%, that said they'd be pumped, excited, if Vice President Kamala Harris topped the ticket. That being said, Biden's numbers have improved from the 2/3 of Democrats said last year that they wanted a different candidate, because now they realize, all right, we're stuck with him. We're probably not going to replace him. No one else is really going to challenge him. We don't believe that RFK is a real challenger to him. So we better just coalesce our support behind him. I call this the Mitt Romney effect, right? When you know you've got your candidate, even if you don't like him, at the end of the day, you then kind of get behind that candidate. Now, 45%, by the way, of Democratic primary voters said that they preferred Biden, while 50% said they would opt for a new candidate, with young voters most eager to move on from the 80-year-old senile president. So when you translate this out, what it really means is they're stuck with a bad candidate they don't like. Now, that's good news, okay, for Donald Trump. There's also data that shows that there are moderate Republicans, the people that like the Jeb Bushes and the Mitt Romneys, who are actually sitting there, and they're actually saying now, we're not excited about Donald Trump either. So in a head-to-head match with Biden versus Trump rematch, both candidates are now tied at 43% support, with a section of America saying they don't like either of them. So what does this mean moving forward? Well, Democrats believe that's a large enough margin, with 43% of the support for Trump and 43% for Biden, for them to pull a few points by saying you don't want a criminal in the White House, referring to Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. That's the most ironic part of all this. The criminal in the White House, the guy that's been selling access this country to the highest bidder. Actually, I wouldn't even say the highest bidder. It's apparently, you can buy America and America's foreign policy for $5 million to my son and $5 million to me, and you can compromise the whole government. But they're looking at Donald Trump as the, quote, criminal. Now, you look at everything that I just told you, and what Democrats are trying to do now is take out Donald Trump. He's clearly the leader of the Republican Party at this point. I don't think anybody at this point, based on what we're seeing, is going to be able to catch up to him in a primary here, including DeSantis. And I think a lot of conservatives are saying what they're doing to Donald Trump and how they're treating him, they'll do it to all of us, too, if we don't stop the deep state clean house. And only if Trump wins will that actually be accomplished. That's the mentality of many conservatives at this point. Can that change? Of course it can. Okay, we haven't had debates yet. If I was Donald Trump, by the way, I wouldn't debate any Republican on stage. I would just say, look at my poll numbers. I'm the guy. I'd move forward. That would be my strategy. But let's go back to why this is happening. The indictment of Donald Trump took Devin Archer's testimony off the front page and allowed the media to not even tell you or react to what happened. Okay, so let's go back over what he actually said. Number one, Devin Archer testified that the value of adding Hunter Biden to Burisma, that's the Ukrainian Energy Natural Gas Company's board, was, quote, the brand, quote unquote, and confirmed that then Vice President Joe Biden was literally the brand. So Nike is a brand, okay? That you know what you get with Nike. You get shoes, right? You get clothing, you get apparel. All right. If the brand is a Rolex watch, you know what you get. You're getting a high-end luxury brand. You're investing in Rolex watches. If you're buying, if you're investing in Honda, okay, you know what you're getting. You're getting a dependable foreign-made car, right? That would be the brand. So did the Bidens, did Hunter Biden, James Biden, his brother, his sister, anybody in the Biden crime family, did any of them sell anything? The answer is no. They didn't sell anything, folks. They had nothing to offer. The only thing they had that they were selling, because it wasn't computer chips, right? It wasn't actual advice, like consulting, right? Real consultants that would do something. They're usually experts in industry, and then they consult you on it. They weren't selling T-shirts. They weren't manufacturing anything. They literally didn't have a product for their 20-plus, 30-plus, 40-plus shell companies, these LLCs that we know about that were set up, with the more than 100 suspicious activity reports directly connected to the Biden crime family. There was no product. If you asked Hunter Biden what he sold, he couldn't answer the damn question. If you asked Joe Biden what they sold, he couldn't answer the question. Because the question, or to answer that question, you would have to say, we're selling access to the United States government favors through a high-ranking government official. That's bribery, okay? That's quid pro quo. That's whatever you want, extortion. The list goes on and on of the things you can call it. But the question that we need to keep asking, and the media should have done this for a long time, and it's what we as conservatives need to do, is, and when people talk about this, say, hey, what were they selling? What did Hunter Biden sell? Like, I can't even get my head around the art. As absurd as it is that people want to buy art from him, and I don't believe they do for $500,000 or even $100,000, right? I don't believe that he's some amazing artist. I think everybody can agree with that. No one thinks that, right? This is a way to funnel money to the Biden crime family, right? It's a fake product. But even then, at least they came up with an actual product that time. It's like, all right, well, good. At least you're trying to say or imply that it's, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder and it's art and it's really amazing, yada, 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 right? You get my point. But when they were doing the Biden crime family, they were selling influence. They were selling Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the brand. Without Joe Biden, none of the checks would be paid to Devin Archer. None of the checks would be paid to the Bidens. None of the LLCs would exist. And that's why Devin Archer's testimony was so damning to the White House. Devin Archer admitted that Burisma would have gone out of business if the brand, Joe Biden, had not been attached to it. He believed that Hunter Biden being on the board and the Biden brand contributed to Burisma's longevity. People would have been intimidated to mess with Burisma legally because of the Biden brand and having Hunter Biden on the board. It was an insurance policy. It was, you don't want to mess with me because if you mess with me, you're messing with America. And we have the vice president's son who's in charge of all policies with Ukraine. He's the point man, and he can mess up any one of you. Which is exactly, by the way, what the Biden crime family did. In December 2015, the owner of Burisma and an executive of Burisma placed constant pressure, we know for a fact now, on Hunter Biden to get help from D.C. regarding the Ukrainian prosecutor, Viktor Sokin. Now, Sokin, if you remember, was investigating Burisma for corruption. Hunter Biden, along with the CEO and the other top executive at Burisma, called D.C., quote unquote, to discuss the matter. Biden, his two business partners, because he's on the board now at Burisma, stepped away to make the call. This raises concerns, not only that Hunter Biden was in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which most people, when they do that, go to actual prison. But it's also another problem because Devin Archer also testified that Hunter Biden put the then Vice President Joe Biden on the speakerphone with him during business meetings at over 20 times. So let's just call it 24 times, okay? Devin Archer testified that not only did Joe Biden always answer, right? But Joe Biden knew what was going on. Joe Biden knew his job in the Biden crime family, because without Joe Biden, no one's getting paid, including the big guy, right? That is Joe Biden. Joe Biden would be put on the phone to, quote, sell the brand, because the brand, like Nike or any other brand out there that you admire, their brand was the vice presidency. And in reality, it wasn't even that. It was the United States of America. These phone calls include a dinner in Paris with a French energy company and in China with Jonathan Lee, the CEO of BHR. Devin Archer also acknowledged that then Vice President Biden had coffee with Jonathan Lee, the CEO of BHR, in Beijing. Then Vice President Biden even wrote a letter of recommendation for college for Lee's daughter. We know that for a fact. Devin Archer also confirmed that Joe Biden was referred to as, quote unquote, my guy by Hunter Biden. In the spring of 2014, Devin Archer also told the committee, then Vice President Biden attended a business dinner with his son Hunter and his associates at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C. We know that Alina Batarina, who's a Russian oligarch, who is the widow of the former mayor of Moscow, attended that dinner. This is like literally eating with the enemy, okay? Notably, the Biden administration's public sanctions list of Russian oligarchs does not contain Batarina. So they sent $3 million over to the Biden crime family. Now you've got one of the worst people in Moscow who's best friends with Vladimir Putin, the richest woman in Russia, a billionaire, Batarina, a Russian oligarch who's having dinner with the then Vice President Joe Biden. They're having dinner, and this woman has never made it on the Biden administration's public sanction list for Russian oligarchs. And the reason why is because she clearly has them compromised. Now, let me also say this. Per the Daily Caller back in 2020, newly surfaced court documents and emails also shed fresh light on the mysterious relationship between the Russian billionaire, Batarina, and a group of business partners that included Hunter Biden, John Galanis, who has a history of white-collar fraud convictions, alleged in a court filing in January that his son Jason worked with Biden and their partner Devin Archer to help Batarina launder money through the U.S. financial system. Galanis, who is serving a 10-year prison sentence for a fraud scheme that involved Hunter Biden associates, was previously released early from a 27-year sentence for another fraud. But somehow, he got out of prison and has faced other similar convictions, yet he's still out of jail. Emails released Monday from a former Biden associate, Bevin Cooney, show that Devin Archer and his business partners strategized how to open up banking accounts in the United States of America for Batarina, whose late husband was once the mayor of Moscow and best friends with Vladimir Putin. So this was all out in 2020, but these new emails that have come out, released on Monday from former Biden associates, says, hey, this was way deeper than that. The Biden crime family was helping the communist Russians at the highest level figure out ways to money launder, right, to clean money through the U.S. financial systems. And she's still not been sanctioned on the Russian oligarch sanction list since Russia has invaded Ukraine, because she sent millions to the Biden crime family. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative, Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you just take a step back from what I just told you, and this was being, you know, accusations against Donald Trump, can you imagine the media? Because we already know what the media would do. We know what the media did when they knew the story was a lie to try to take down Donald Trump with Russian collusion. Let me give you more context, by the way, on this Russian billionaire, Batarina. She's not been sanctioned by the Biden administration. Can you imagine if a Russian oligarch gave millions of dollars to the Trump family, and then the Trump family protected that oligarch who is direct ties to the Kremlin, direct ties to Vladimir Putin, and then is apparently having meetings to help them funnel money through the U.S. banking system. And then when Russia invades Ukraine, they keep making it not on the list, but off the list of those that are going to be sanctioned. Let me give you another example of this. The New York Post in February put this out there. Biden doesn't sanction billionaire linked to Hunter despite actions against prominent Russians. Quote, President Biden kept his son Hunter's alleged business associate, Yelena Batarina, off the list of new sanctions he announced Friday against prominent Russians to mark the first anniversary of the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. Biden's administration touted in a press release that it had adopted more than 2,500 sanctions so far to cripple Russia's economy and halt the war. But Batarina again skated by as about 200 more people and entities were sanctioned on Friday. So that's the New York Post reporting this. Did the media tell you this? This was back in February. Now, let me take you back also to 2019 on the campaign trail. Biden's eventual White House comms director and now a current CNN contributor, when there was a fight between Joe Biden, who was yelling at a Fox News reporter at the time, Peter Ducey, they tweeted this out in response to what Joe Biden said. I'm going to give you the exact quote. OK, this is Joe Biden in his own words. Quote, here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader? Question mark. Trying to intimidate a foreign leader? Question mark. If that's what happened, That's what happened, right? That's appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because I beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element, he goes on to say, Joe Biden, of the presidency to try to do something to smear me. Everybody looked at this and everybody looked at it and said, there's nothing there. Ask the right questions. Well, guess what happened? That same operative actually put out a tweet with this piece of audio saying, ask the right question. So to be clear, why aren't the media asking, using their words, the Democrats, the right question? They accuse Republicans of what they're actually guilty of. That's a fact. Turns out the right questions are, why was Joe Biden at the business dinner with Hunter Biden, a Russian oligarch, at Cafe Milano in 2014 as the vice president? And why was Joe Biden on the phone with Burisma executives over 20 times during Hunter's business meetings? That's the other right question. We know there's no answer to those questions that are good. If they answer them the right way, we know that, well, Joe Biden was selling Biden influence. And that's exactly what Devin Archer has said. So what is the media now having to do? The media now has been forced to basically do whatever they can to protect the president, okay? And what they're now saying is, well, look, we've got a guy who loves his son. We've got a guy who loves his son, who always answered his son's phone calls. It's a gray area, but there's nothing wrong here. There is no smoke. I'm going to play for you the montage. And if you missed this the other day, it's one hell of a montage of the media working hard to normalize the new lie. Because remember, the other lie that the White House had been saying for years was, I never talked to my son or any of my family members about any business dealings, period. Jack, remember that? That's the president's words. Now they're having to admit, all right, they talked about it a lot, but they were never in business together. So how do you excuse the phone calls? You go back to Hunter Biden's a crack addict, and daddy was just always going to answer the phone to make sure he was okay, and then he happened to be talking business. He probably didn't even want to. Listen carefully to the media spin this lie.
Biden did nothing, nothing, not even approximating improper, much less wrong or illegal.
It's wishful thinking. They're trying to create a scandal.
I think it's pretty clear, at least so far, there is nothing there.
House Republicans continue their search for any proof at all tying President Joe Biden to his son Hunter's business dealings.
Joe Biden had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings.
Because they want to dirty up Biden's name.
You know, Republicans have been trying to use Hunter Biden's behavior against the president.
Did not know about anything that Hunter Biden was doing.
Seeing if Biden was simply involved in his son's life in a personal capacity. Republicans from consistently trying to make this argument and create the illusion of some malfeasance being there.
Spoke to business associates of Hunter Biden to say hello, to have small talk, casual conversation.
Hunter Biden talked to his dad on the phone all the time. They talked basically every day. Sometimes Joe Biden would say hello to the people in the room if he popped in or on the phone or whatever.
It's all casual conversation, niceties, the weather.
They never discussed business. These were more of just cordial hello types of conversations.
Business was never discussed on those calls, and that was more casual sort of check-ins, casual conversations.
President Biden might have said, hey, quit putting me on speakerphone. Are you having a business meeting? Like, what is that about? But do you hang up on your phone, on your side?
Beau Biden, Hunter's brother and President Biden's son, was very ill with cancer and then passed away. That, as the witness today testified, was what these conversations and these calls were about.
We should put this in context. This is a time when Beau Biden, the president's other son, was ill and then dying and then passed away.
Very fraught and sad time for the Biden family.
Let me just jump back in here, and I'm going to finish this montage, but you understand now, this is exactly what I told you they were going to do for the last couple of years, right? Joe Biden didn't know his son was doing anything wrong. Joe Biden never talked to his son about business dealings. Okay, well, now we can't say that anymore. All right, we'll switch the narrative. We'll say, well, he's never in business with his son. And then if that doesn't work, we'll say, you don't understand. He was just trying to talk to a crack addict. It was a bad time in their life. They just lost their son. You need to understand this, Bo Biden. So they were just a family on the phone. And I'm sure Joe Biden even said, why am I on speakerphone? Take me off speakerphone. As you heard that operative just say, we know that all of this has changed. And we know it because the White House lied to you. I'll go back to the White House. Never forget the White House. What did they say? And when did they change the narrative last week? After a million times, they said the president never talked about any business dealings with the family. There'd be a firewall between the White House and the family. Now they're saying, well, they were never in business together.
The White House and the president still stand behind his comment that he's never been involved and has never even spoken to his son about his business.
So I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son. I just don't have anything else to add.
Never in business with his son. Okay, so he's never in business with his son. Correct. That's what we got now. All right, great. So that's part one of this, right? So then what is part two? Part two of this is, well, he was just a really troubled soul, and they were just talking, and you need to give him a break because his brother was dying at the time. So this really would have nothing to do with business, even though every one of the phone calls absolutely had to do with business. This is what a socialist communist media sounds like, and they're not done. Listen.
We know how important family is to the president.
They're doing Donald Trump's bidding, going after Hunter Biden, trying to create a tie to the president.
This is a political move here. It is a politics thing, right? In as much as it's anything else. Fair?
Yeah, I think so. There does not appear to have been a direct business tie.
Because right now you don't see any conduct that's illegal, that there is regulation or law that's prohibiting it, even though it might be highly unethical.
I don't see high crimes and misdemeanors. I don't even see a low crime. Ooh. I see a son who's using his father.
People with famous last names, using them for their own purposes. People in your families, they're ne'er-do-wells. This is as old as time.
This is old as time, right? This is normal behavior. We're going to keep normalizing it. We're going to keep telling you that it's normal. We're going to keep telling you that there's no big deal here, that there's no problem here, and it's normal for a son to sell access to the United States government at the highest level. There's also another headline CNN Politics put out. Who are the Trump co-conspirators in the 2020 election interference indictment? Former Trump lawyer Giuliani. Former Trump lawyer John Eastman, former Trump lawyer Sidney Powell, former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark, pro-Trump lawyer, another one. And then they're trying to identify co-conspirator number six is unclear. So they're going after the president now with a new indictment. And every single time there's bad news for the Biden crime family, what they literally the very next day indict Donald Trump on more charges. Because at this point, you can indict him on any charges you want. It doesn't seem to matter. Just indict, 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 indict. And when you indict him, the media can say, yes, we don't have to cover the Biden crime family or the people that own this country or have compromised them who are our adversaries. Are the American people dumb? I don't think they are. And I think a little bit of proof that people are starting to figure this out a little bit is the fact that Democrats are more enthusiastic about Kamala Harris in this new poll that I told you about at the beginning than they are about Joe Biden. Make sure you share this with your family and friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.